We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On the phone this morning, Kelly Borello, who is the manager at Sunset Bay Beach Club, and just trying to get a little insight as to what you have planned for this weekend. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
Good. First off, you're one of the hardest working people I know in the biz, and I know that you hustle hard, and you don't get a whole season to make your place make or break for the year. So when you have a situation like this pop up, I can't even imagine the stress that you're going through. But thanks for taking the time to talk to us. From your perspective for Sunset Bay Beach Club, what do you have planned for this weekend?
Well, it's been a day-by-day changing of the plan. So it's moving in the right direction because you're right. I have a short season and the weather's going to be beautiful. Obviously, most of what I do out here, I can't control people coming because of the weather. So I was in the beginning very worried when I saw the forecast and was like, the beaches weren't going to open. So what's my plan? How do I lock the doors? I have no doors to lock. It's not as easy as a storefront. So when the news came on Friday, my whole trajectory of work had to change. So we've been scrambling and getting all the guidelines in place that New York State put out. So we're going to be ready to open following the governor's orders and, you know, doing what as best as we can to keep people safe and to distance people.
So normally it's a lot of people all close together, all gathered in your place. And dude, that's the fun of Sunset Bay Beach Club. How do you foresee it this weekend? What will people need to know? How will they be able to, like, who owns that property? Whose beach is that?
Sure. No, that's mine also. So it's a privately owned beach, but it is governed by the Health Department of New York and Chautauqua County. So I have to follow their guidelines. I need to get licensed and permitted every year, and we need to maintain their rules. So the biggest rule for the beach we'll talk about is it has to be at half capacity. So that it's bringing me down to 950 people. Sounds like a lot of people, but it's almost 2 acres of property.
Wow.
Yeah. So the groups will have to be spread out. Your family group has to be 10 feet apart from another family group. There'll be no volleyball. You can't bring any coolers. You can bring a small beach bag, you know, with your essentials, your suntan lotion, towels, that type of thing. The restrooms will be open, but we will have an attendant outside of them monitoring. You know, you can't go in there in a group of 20. You know, you're basically one person, you know, per stall type situation. We're going to do our best. I've got a lot of staff scheduled to help people understand how best to social distance.
Well, let me ask, because staffing is a big deal, and that's a huge cost of running a business. So if you normally were to have 20 staff on for a weekend like this to serve people, do you have additional staff on to help monitor all those rules that you just put in place?
Yes, I do. It's probably double what I would normally have.
Wow, okay, good.
Just because, again, 2 acres is a lot of land to police. We don't want to be yelling across the beach to people. You know, we're going to go up and talk to folks. We need to keep them when they're standing in line to come through the beach gate. You need to be 6 feet apart. So we're putting in pylons and rope stanchards, you know, trying to mark off that 6 feet mark. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's going to be different out here. It's going to be much calmer. Obviously, there's not a DJ on. Cabana Sam's and Sunset Bay Beach Club are only open for takeout. We have to social distance when you go in to place your order, or you can call ahead to place your order and then just go up and pick it up. You can take your food and your beverages out to the beach, but you cannot open them or consume them on the patio. You have to take them off property. So those big buildings are going to be relatively empty. You know, it's however many people can stand in the line 6 feet apart. And as I was setting it up yesterday, it's not a lot of people.
The voice on the radio is Kelly. She manages Sunset Bay Beach Club. And boy, you stung me with no DJ.
I know.
I mean, really?
The DJ is an attractive nuisance, and the governor is an attractive nuisance.
That's what we do. But you're right. Yeah. So all the phrasing we've had to learn with all this social distance and attractive nuisance, that's the category we fall under?
That's the category for festivals, group, entertainment. Yeah, that's the category. That's the catchphrase he came up with.
I'm offended by that personally.
You know, it's like, wow, it almost sounds like an oxymoron, but this is what everybody wants.
Yeah. Is someone going to have a bullhorn? Do you have one of those announcer speaker things that like one of your staff can get control of if you do need to yell at people on the beach and tell them to keep away from each other?
Although I will not have a DJ on property, our PA system is still working. Mm-hmm. So I had my sound guy out. Everything's been tested. So I will have a microphone available, you know, so we can talk to people. My lifeguards have a bullhorn. They have air horns to get people's attention. So
it's funny. So all the rules come into play. And I think, the folks in charge of things forget. This is like Bill's Mafia. This is Western New York. We play by different rules. I just want everybody going to understand and be reasonable with you, your staff, and know that this isn't your choosing. You don't want to run it this way. But if people need to stay away from each other, if you do max out at your 950 people, and I'm predicting you will, get there early.
What time can people start getting there?
Yeah, what's a good show up time?
Yeah, great question. The beach opens at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's going to be open from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. The Sunset Bay Deli is open at 8 a.m. and is going to stay open until 9 p.m. Cabana Sam's and the Sunset Bay Beach Club will open for food and beverage takeout at 11:30 a.m. So people come and go. And my staff will have counters. So, you know, if a group of 10 leaves, well, that means 10 more people can come on. So we will do our best to, you know, keep head count and use our counters to keep checking, coming in and coming out. And because of that, there will not be traversing back and forth. So once you come on the beach, you are on the beach. You can't go back and forth to your car 12 times because every time you leave, we've taken you off the grid, and now you have to go back on the grid. So you may have to wait in line to come back.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be new. That's not something I've had to do before. But I think we'll figure it out. I think most people understand if this doesn't work, if there's an outbreak because of something, you know, of the opening up that he's doing across the state, if there's a concern, he has the power, and we've seen it happen in other states, to shut us back down.
Yeah, and that could happen. You never know.
To put everybody, 3 weeks back to close up phase one. Mm-hmm. And we don't want that to happen. Okay. Hopefully all of society doesn't want that to happen. So people will be respectful and will be smart. That's what our hope is.
Kelly, I wish you good luck this weekend, and I hope everybody plays along. Kelly Borello, a manager, Sunset Bay Beach Club. I'm so excited that at least you get to open, and I know it's not going to be the perfect situation, and I'm sorry for being an attractive nuisance at the clubs. But we're going to make the best of it, and people get some sunshine. The sad part is, as the day goes on, people's reasonable level starts to change depending on how the day goes. So,
right.
Good luck managing all that. Thank you for talking to Kiss 98.5 today.
Thank you very much for reaching out.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.